Money Sense is brought to you by the Ellenbecker Investment Group, three-time recipient of the Better Business Bureau's Torch Award for Business Ethics and Integrity. The Ellenbecker Investment Group is the only Wisconsin investment company to receive this prestigious award more than once by providing exceptional planning and extraordinary service each and every day. Go to ellenbecker.com. Listen to Money Sense Saturdays at 2 p.m. and Sundays at noon.
Welcome to Money Sense. I'm Ann Mank, wealth advisor and wealth coach for Ellenbecker Investment Group. Ellenbecker Investment Group is located in Pewaukee, just east of Highway 164 and Capitol Drive in the Town Bank Building, and also in the village of Whitefish Bay in the Equitable Bank Building across from Winkies. We also service clients in Bonita Springs, Florida, so visit ellenbecker.com for more details. Very excited today to introduce my guest. I've known her for a few years now. I'm not going to say how long, but quite a while. And she is a wealth of knowledge and information. So today on the show, we have Judy Hahn. She is the founder of Hahn Holistic Health, and she is also a functional medicine wellness coach. And all of that is above my head, but that's why I wanted her here, because we do work with a lot of clients who are either looking forward to retirement or they're going to be going into retirement, and health is always a discussion that we have. There's that saying out there that every day we have 1,000 different priorities until we get sick, and then we have one priority. And so it's such an important part of what we plan for and what our vision for the future is. And so that's why we wanted Judy on the show, to help us figure out what we need to do, find a simple place to start. And she went through all the education, the degrees. She'll tell you everything she's been doing to study. And so now she has the wisdom and the life experience to help us on our journey. So with that, Judy, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Ian. I really appreciate it. And I'm really honored to be here, because it's amazing that your company is taking the time to add this kind of value to their clients. Because although our finances in these later years are so important, without our health, those finances are going to go to things we don't really expect them to go to. And we'll talk about that later. But just to give everybody a little information, I come from a varied background, many different things. I've had two or three different careers. And at the age of 63, I decided that I was going to become a health coach, which I did. And I studied, I became an integrative nutrition consultant. And then that wasn't quite enough for me. I continued, I became nationally board certified as a health and wellness coach. And then, well, that wasn't enough either. And so I started studying what's called functional medicine. Now, people usually look like deer in headlights when I say that. So my easiest explanation for that is, if we think about Western medicine, I think of it as the medicine of what? You go to the doctor does some tests so that the doctor can look at your tests and then tell you what you have. That's the diagnosis. And then tell you what prescription he's going to give you to mask your symptoms or to help you feel better. I look at functional medicine as the medicine of why. And the reason I say that, I'm going to use an example. If you go to a doctor and you tell the doctor you have indigestion, you have reflux, reflux being a more severe kind of indigestion up into your throat, the doctor will tell you you have too much stomach acid and send you off with a prescription for something to lower the amount of stomach acid that you have. However, we have the right amount of stomach acid all along. It's just that the stomach acid, when you have reflux, goes to a place that is not a place that's used to having hydrochloric acid, which is what's in your stomach. So here's what happens. You have hydrochloric acid in your stomach. Your stomach is protected. It's got mucus lining. They call it a mucosal lining. But when you get reflux, that kind of explodes up into your throat, and those cells have no protection. And so they get irritated, they get burned, they get upset, and it can be long-term very dangerous. And so the doctor wants to do his best by forcing your stomach acid to be lower so that it doesn't hop up into your throat. It doesn't answer why you have stomach acid, why you're having this problem. And so when someone comes to me, we want to look at why. Why do you have reflux? We want to look at, do you have food allergies? Are you eating too fast? Do you have too much stress when you're eating? Do you drink too much liquid when you're eating? Do you have food sensitivities? There are a plethora of things that can be going on in the body that cause it. And so what we are trying to do is find out why, so we can make it stop. Because if you reduce the stomach acid on a regular basis, then the protein that's in your stomach isn't going to digest properly. And that's long-term, you will have or may have problems if you start taking something that lowers the stomach acid. And so that's the easiest explanation that I can give. Because when somebody comes to me for something, we try to look at why. It's really kind of that simple. And go ahead.
Yeah. And, you know, as you were talking too, I think there is a switch or like a movement as well. Like, we're not saying you can't go to the doctor and that's not the right place to go, but it's almost like we need something that complements it. Like you were talking about reflux with heartburn. You know, sometimes you just think, well, I'm getting old, I'm going to have heartburn. That's just what we need to do. And like in my case, I started looking to see what caused it because I didn't want to take all the antacids and then reduce the acid, which just makes it even worse because then the body wants to make more acid. So you're just in this vicious circle. And I found for me, it was soda. Like, how easy of a fix is that when I could say, I just won't drink soda anymore. And then just to have that small change, but it's a compliment because you want the doctor to make sure that, you know, I don't have ulcers or that there's not something else going on. But I also want the compliment of the coach, of somebody who will look at it holistically to say, well, have you thought about changing this? So I really like how you framed it, you know, the what doctor and the why doctor.
Although I'm not medical, I'm not a doctor. So and when I look at Western medicine, really, I like the chronic degenerative diseases that we have today. We have arthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, we have heart disease, we have diabetes, we have prediabetes, we have this list of issues that we have in the body. And the doctors of Western medicine have never really been trained to deal with these long-term illnesses, right? Now, if I break something, if I break a bone or my appendix bursts, I am not going to go see somebody who does functional medicine.
Right.
I want immediate, right? So understand that someone who does what I do, the functional medicine wellness coaching, is someone who sits with you. And this is another difference. I will sit with my clients two times a month for an hour each time. And we discuss what's going on. We make little changes, baby step changes, like you stopped drinking soda. Okay, that would have been a baby step. We might have tried something else at the same time, because in discussing, and really, I don't know, I guess my concern is that the way the system is set up for Western medicine, and I'm not knocking anybody, it's just that there's like a revolving door. Mm-hmm. You got 10 minutes to go in, say what you got to say, and leave.
Yeah.
And we believe that it's so much about you. It's about your issues, what you feel, because I believe that people have intuition. They have gut feelings about what's really going on in their bodies. And so if we take that into account, and I do always listen to my clients as far as that goes, we understand that what we're doing is we're giving power back to our client. In other words, I am not a healer. I am an educator. I am the person who will accompany you on your health journey. I will research. I will make recommendations. But those recommendations, I'm going to run them by you. Mm-hmm. Do you feel like that works? Do you want to do some research on it? Should we then meet and talk again about it? Right? It is not about me at all. But I think you and I have mentioned before that people just do not know how to do anything different. We were never taught to really be healthy. We were taught if you didn't feel good, you went to the doctor gave you medicine, and you went on your way. And the other thing you said, which really resonated with me, was the fact that I'll say 40 years and older, and I think I had a client who told me, I think they were like 35, went to the doctor for something. And the doctor said, oh, that's just because you're getting older.
Oh,
well, hello. I want you all to remember that none of this has to be because you're getting older. Now, I'm 69. I'll be 70 in June. And, you know, I hike, I walk every day, I do kayaking, I can't wait, I lift weights twice a week for an hour. I have a few aches and pains, don't get me wrong, but I'm able to say why. Let me modify something that I'm doing. Is it something that I'm eating that's creating that problem? So that we can look at it. Just remember that, you know, it's hard for me to accept somebody saying it's just because you're getting older. When if I take the proper care of my body and I really feed it appropriately and hydrate it appropriately, keep moving, all of those things will allow me to stay healthy way, way into the future without having to take medication.
And that is something that I do want to touch on more, because I think there's some simple steps we could be doing now to help the aging process, so that no matter what our age is, we can actually reduce our physical age. You know, the mental age is not the same as the physical age, which is not the same as, you know, how we feel. So they're all different. You know, just because I'm physically one age doesn't mean that I have to move that way. Doesn't mean I have to think that way. And I know we've had conversations in the past with Alzheimer's and like how, and I know talking to my clients, how fearful we are because of that. So I'm going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, let's start talking about some of those building blocks that we could be doing now to help make sure that we are aging in a way that makes sense for us. So with that, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Money Sense. I am your host, Anne Mank, wealth advisor and wealth coach with Ellenbecker Investment Group. And today I have Judy Hahn. She is the founder of Hahn Holistic Health, and she is a functional medicine wellness coach. And we were talking earlier, just what is functional medicine? How is it different than what we're used to from Western medicine practices? And we were on the topic of aging, and we just have, you know, we've been told where we're just getting old. Like that's just a, you know, you're old. That's why your knees don't work. That's why, you know, you have aches and pains. That's why you're gaining weight. And you know, from conversations we've had, it doesn't have to be the case. Like, we are getting older, but it doesn't mean we have to really progress at what we have been told in the past, like, oh, that's just age. So what are some things that people could be doing, or what are some of the building blocks we need so that physically we slow aging?
Well, I would say, first of all, when I look at working with my clients, I look at it from a perspective of building a house. So when we build that house, if we do not build the foundation to be super strong, and then we start building the house anyway, that house may end up with cracks and, you know, adjust, you know, on, you know, kind of, you can't see me, but my shoulders are going up and down, like, may not be even. It could have holes in the roof. We don't know what'll happen when the foundation
is wind coming through the windows type thing on a winter night, which we're experiencing.
And so when I look at health, I think I'm going to shock everybody, first of all, with a statement. The body's natural state is one of health. And that does not mean taking medications. It means that the body is healthy on its own without any medications. And then the other thing is that we are not taught that the body looks to find healing in itself. And when given the appropriate environment, the body actually heals itself. It's fascinating. It really is. And I can say that just from watching what happens with clients. You know, people do not, we've never been taught that the body is that smart, and it is. So first of all, I want to suggest that when you go grocery shopping, you stick to the perimeter, so the outsides of the store, because the inside of the store is where all the processed food is. Now, yes, it's a lot easier to buy processed food, but they say that if you remove all the food in a grocery store that has added sugar, okay, I'm not talking about just cookies. I'm talking about crackers or bread or things like that.
Ketchup.
Added ketchup. Absolutely. Things you would never, I mean, yep. 80% of the products in the grocery store would be gone.
Wow.
So I want you to start thinking about looking at labels and seeing that when you look at a label, it maybe only has 3-4 things on the label, and you can read them all. They are like real English words, like tomato or not high fructose corn syrup, not sugar. And, you know, I have a list of 61 names of sugar, and that's incomplete.
Wow.
So what they've done is they've hidden sugar in all these foods. And the reason they've done it, and I could talk about this one forever, is that they have actually manufactured food to find what's called the bliss point. The bliss point was something that, his name was Howard Moskowitz, I think. And he was hired to find the point of sweetening something, and I think it was Dr. Pepper, I'm not 100% sure, sweetening it enough that people want it, but more importantly, they would come back for more and more and more. And so by adding all this sugar into food, they are addicting us to food. Sugar is 8 times more addictive than cocaine. And it lights up the same reward centers. And so, you know, we were brought up that way. I mean, if you were unhappy or if celebrating or it was a holiday or whatever it was always sugar, right?
And we're so hard on ourselves too about why can't I stick to this diet or why can I not? And it's not our fault. Like, it really is the food that we're eating that's causing us to do this. So it's not a mental exercise.
It's not a willpower issue.
It's not a willpower. Yeah. It really is, you know, first understanding what's going on so that we can break that cycle.
Absolutely. And that was brilliant, because people don't realize, and they do beat themselves up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm bad because I can't stop doing this. No. And remember it, you know, it takes a long time to break this specific habit. I mean, think about how long it would take to break somebody of using cocaine, and this is more powerful. So diet, not processed foods. And if you happen to be somebody who's watching their gluten intake, or you're a celiac, please understand that just because a box says gluten-free on it, it does not mean that it's healthy.
Right.
Okay.
I discovered that on my journey too.
Yeah. I get this from my clients all the time. And so I share, I mean, some people will go, well, that's silly. No, it's not silly, because it's marketing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever walk through, I walked through a Walgreens one day, and I happened to walk through the candy aisle, and it turned out that I saw the hard candy, and it said fat free. Well, of course, it's always been fat free. It's sugar.
I can eat all I want now, right?
Right, exactly. So, second thing, hydration. Make sure that you're thinking about drinking pure water. Not distilled, but purified in some way, because there's all sorts of garbage in our water supplies. And the rule of thumb is to drink half your body weight in ounces of water a day. Now, people will tell me, I just talked to somebody, as a matter of fact, she said, I drink all day long and then I pee all day long. And I said, well, I deal with that myself.
Yeah.
That is an imbalance in your sodium and potassium in the body. And there's something that we can actually suggest that you do so that your body holds on to the water like it needs. So if that's something that happens to you, find somebody who does functional wellness and talk to them about it, and they can help you.
Well, and sometimes it's just your body adjusting. Like, what are you doing to me?
Well, at the beginning, very much so. But for instance, I drink maybe two of these 40 ounces.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the first thing I had to learn was to sip water all day long, because the faster you drink it, the less likely it's going to make it into your cells.
Yeah.
But I have an imbalance in my minerals in my body. So I have to do something special so that the water actually goes into the cells in my body.
Yeah. So to your point, talk about it to somebody. Don't just give up because it's not working the way you think.
Yeah. Cause you're like, oh my God, I just spend the day in the bathroom peeing. So no, do talk to somebody. Call me if you need to ask a question.
Yep.
Digestion and assimilation. What that is, for instance, somebody will say to me, well, I eat healthy. Everything I eat is organic. All the meat is grass fed. Well, if your digestion is not working properly, then the nutrients aren't being absorbed by your body. And therefore the body is not truly healthy. So if you have gas, bloating, you have constipation, well, that's my next one, elimination. Constipation, clinically constipated, I think a doctor would say, what a doctor would say. I read somewhere that it said, if you don't go to the bathroom 2 to 3 times a day, you're clinically constipated. And then I started to realize that it makes sense. How many times a day do you eat? Right. And when it stays in your body, unfortunately, what happens is the body then starts to reabsorb what are toxins, because you eliminate the toxins in your poop and in your sweat. But the hydration and constipation may very well go together.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So if you are constipated, one of the first things to look at is how much water do you drink in a day? And I don't mean chug it, right?
And that's at any age. Like, I have to tell my 10-year-old that.
Oh,
like, how much water did you drink?
Yep, totally. And then I think the next thing would be movement. And I don't necessarily mean get out there and, you know, run a triathlon or anything, but the body is made to move. And the more we sit, the stiffer it gets. So to make sure that every day you get out, you get vitamin D from the sun, right? That's a really good thing to get for your body. Mm-hmm. Take a walk, get out in nature. If you're, you know, as you start to age, the bone density in your body very often starts to reduce. And there's only one thing you can do to get that back. And that's weight training.
Resistance. Which I was surprised. Training. I had just heard that the other day, that you can actually build muscle mass or bone mass through weightlifting.
Yep. It's the only thing. But if you think about it, even if you were to get out and walk, okay, mm-hmm. I see a lot of older people on bicycles. Not the best thing, I think. Get out and walk, because your body against gravity is a kind of weight resistance, right?
Yeah.
If you can do it, if you can afford it, find a gym. But if you're going to lift weights, make sure that you find somebody to teach you how to do it properly, because you don't want to get hurt. And the last and the probably one of the most important pieces of all of this to me is the stress response we have. In today's world, I hear people say, oh, I had such a this day, it's a horrible day, and this happened and that happened. Oh, if you think your day was bad, you should hear what my day was like. It's almost like that busy, that stress is like a badge of honor.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got news for y'all. When you go into the stress response, no matter what it's caused by your boss, by finances, by your spouse, by your kids, by somebody cutting you off driving, your body goes into fight, flight, or freeze, which means that it thinks you have to escape from something that's trying to kill you. And therefore, your heart starts pumping, glucose goes running through your body. And we all know that we are living in a society where 9 out of 10 people don't know that they have pre-diabetes.
Mm.
So this is an issue. And stress exacerbates that situation.
And, you know, everything that you've been saying, like, it makes sense. Because it is going back to the basics. Like, if we think about, you know, even 200 years ago, like, our bodies were machines that could heal themselves, and we were drinking pure water, and we were eating food that we were, you know, creating ourselves, and we were moving all the time. And it's been some of these newer inventions and newer ways of life that we're starting to see some of this creep up. But part of it too is we're living much longer than we did 200 years ago. So it's that balancing act. And so I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk about some of these new things that we're seeing in either health or the way that we are aging that we should be aware of, and how some of these building blocks might be able to help us as we're entering that phase as well. So with that, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Money Sense. I am your host, Anne Mank, and today we have Judy Hahn, the founder of Hahn Holistic Health, with us. And we were just talking about the basics that we can use to have a healthier life. And, you know, it was things that we hear about, but we always forget. It's like, it seems like common sense, but it's always not common practice. Like, that's a phrase I've heard before. And so it's the nutrition, it's the hydration, it's the movement, it's the reduce the stress in our life. And no matter what your age is, these are all important, you know, kind of concepts. And so when we work with our financial clients as well, it's, we always go back to the basics. You know, have you saved enough? Do you have reserves for an emergency? What is your plan going forward? A lot of times we talk about stress, like here, let's set this up so you don't have as much financial stress. So a lot of what, you know, we can see overlaps in different parts of our lives. And I'm sure we could go to relationships and have some other correlation there. But
oh, yeah,
when it comes to health, what is something that you're seeing now that we might not have thought of even like 10 or 15 years ago? Like, what is changing, or what are you seeing because people are living longer because of our health and our lifestyle that we need to be aware of?
Well, two things really kind of are the biggest things that I think I usually try to talk to people about when I'm doing a talk. The first is that whole concept of diabetes. It takes about 13 years for all of the systems in the body to actually get to a point so that when you go to the doctor, they diagnose the diabetes, which means that you could be living with pre-diabetes for those 13 years, right? You know, and I'm like probably this hated person because I'm like, cut out the sugar, but you're talking to a reformed sugar addict. You know, I do my best, and I would never talk to you about anything that I wouldn't be working on practicing myself. And the problem is that the pre-diabetes, like they say, 9 out of 10 people don't know they have pre-diabetes. And so it's really important for people to get tested. One of the things would be to see what it's called HbA1c. It's the hemoglobin A1c number. And Western medicine will tell you if you're at 5.8 or 5.9 or 6.0, you're starting to be in trouble. Well, functional medicine will tell you we want you to be at 4.5. Mm. So understand that when the Western medicine doctor gives you a reference number, like where your HbA1c should be or your cholesterol or all that, those are statistical numbers. Those are based on other people in the area, not on optimal health. And when a functional medicine doctor or a person like myself who uses functional medicine principles gives you a range, it is a range that is based on what is the optimal health range for you. Meaning that, you know, if you get close to this, you're doing really, really good. And the other, like, can you imagine if everybody in your area all had, you know, diabetes and their numbers were all 6, 8, 10, 12, who knows? And then you're compared against their numbers. So you think at, you know, 7, you're doing wonderful. No.
Right. And a lot of times in Western medicine, like those guidelines are really like, okay, at this point, we really need to focus on it. So like you're saying, it's not optimal health. It's, you know, if we get to this point, now you're going to become a focus of mine and we're going to have to start, you know, doing tests and medicine and taking action. But it really is pushing the limits because I want to live an optimal health life. I don't want to live, you know, just skirting underneath what is what we would consider like an emergency.
Right. Absolutely. You're correct, Anne, with that. I want to make sure that I see it at its lowest point so that I can really make those changes. And it's a lot easier to make those changes when they're baby step changes, mm-hmm. as opposed to, oh my God, I got to do this changes.
Right.
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 And then I think the second thing is Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. And Alzheimer's, I don't have the numbers, but I was listening to a podcast, Dr. Mark Hyman, this morning. If you don't know him, look for his, he does a podcast and it's called The Pharmacy, but I think it's F-A-R-M, mm-hmm. like pharmacy.
Yeah.
And his podcast is really interesting. He was talking about that the increase in Alzheimer's was something like 33% over the last couple of years. And it was just going to, I don't know if that was the right number or not, but it was,
but it's increasing.
My mind was boggled. And they say that even if you're in your 20s and 30s, if you start doing the things that I was talking about, you start looking at the processed foods and the sugars that you're adding and take your stress level down, get your body moving, just those basic things, we can really reverse this Alzheimer's state. And the problem is that traditional medicine is putting billions of dollars. I mean, it is at an emergency level at this point. And so what Western medicine is doing is they're putting billions and billions of dollars into research to look for a drug, when in fact, if people will take control and take responsibility for their own health and wellness by saying, well, okay, maybe sugar isn't that important, right? Mm-hmm. Or maybe I'll have a little glass of wine once a month instead of a glass of wine every night or a bottle of wine every night. I mean, I know people who do this stuff. I eat super healthy. I eat everything organic. And I talked to her the other day and she said, and my husband and I, we, you know, 3-4 times a week, we take a bottle of wine, we go to the beach, we watch the sunset. And I'm thinking, really? But okay. Yep. You know, so I think that, you know, it's a matter of being aware. Just be aware.
Yep. And like you were saying too, it's these little changes. And I like how you kind of put that together. It's a lot of times we will just do things if we don't have something to compare it to. It's like, do I have the glass of wine or do I have a long, healthy life? And I do that with finances all the time. It's like, do I need to go buy that thing at Target or would I rather retire when I want to retire? It's like, if we don't have that comparison, sure, we're just going to do whatever is easiest. And when it comes to dementia, I mean, that really is the biggest fear for a lot of my clients. Like, yes, I want to retire and I want to retire early because I am so afraid of dementia, or I'm so afraid of some form of dementia wiping out everything I saved, you know, my entire life. I worked 40, 50, 60 years, and I don't want it to be wiped out and not be able to either remember it or have someone that I love care for me during that time. And so I think these points are great. And we'll just take a really quick break, but I think these are great points because these are things that people can do now. Like, I can plan all I want with their finances, but these are things that they can do to ensure as much as they can that they will have the health they want in retirement.
Right. Because it's quality, not quantity, right?
Exactly. And I hear that all the time. So when you come back, we'll wrap up, but I'm sure there's other things that you can share, and we'll definitely hear about where people can find you if they want some more information. So with that, we'll be right back. Welcome back to Money Sense. I am your host, Ann Mank, wealth advisor and wealth coach with Ellenbecker Investment Group. And we are just having a delightful conversation with Judy Hahn. She is speaking the truth when it comes to wealth, when it comes to wealth from a wellness perspective, and how we can, as we are going towards retirement or in retirement, like what are some things that we can do now? What are the baby steps? And a lot of what we've been talking about, it doesn't matter your age. These are just great fundamentals that a lot of times we weren't taught growing up of, here are the basics to live a long life with a lot of quality, not necessarily always going for quantity. We want a good quality of life. So as we have a couple minutes here, what are some things that you would like our listeners to take away? Like if they could either do this action, it'll make a difference. If they heard nothing else, hopefully they take this away. Anything that you think just needs to be said, like even if it's some tough love, like what do the listeners need to hear?
Well, I think that of all these things, the two things that really stick out in my mind that are tough because of the world we live in, I mean, these last few years of, you know, on top of all the stress we all have with family and finances, and are you in the sandwich generation, and, you know, your parents in the COVID and all the rest. I mean, it's been very stressful. But so if I can give advice, I would say to create a practice for yourself that allows you to have a lot of what we call vitamin J, which is joy. Okay. And that joy being, if it's taking a walk outside, I'm not talking about having a drink. Okay. So I'm talking about the kind that is health promoting, quality of life promoting. That would be to go out in nature, take a walk, figure out ways to de-stress. Take a class in Tai Chi, take a class in yoga, journal. Maybe you'll like to write things down and write your family story. Just, you know, something that if you enjoy reading, make sure that you also take nice deep breaths at the same time, because that in itself, belly breaths is what I call them, where you stick your stomach way out when you take a breath. Those kind of things automatically reduce stress. Sleep, I didn't talk about at all, but sleep fits in here as well, because it increases the stress hormones in the body when we don't get the right amount of sleep. There is no catching up on the weekend. You really need to create a practice. That's a whole nother, I mean, we could do this for like hours. And then the second thing is really start paying attention to the labels on the food. Stay to the outside. Try to buy as natural of food as possible. I mean, unprocessed, because there's a grocery store I go to and their meat says natural. There is no such classification as natural. There really isn't. Right. I've asked the butchers many times and they look at me like, well, just see what it says on the... All it means is there's like no artificial color added to it. That's like minimal. Try right. to eat what's the closest to the earth as possible. And if there's any way you can start cutting back on the sugar intake, remember that sugar is not just sugar. It's the carbohydrates, it's the bread. Do you know the number one thing I was told recently that is where people get the most salt from?
Oh, no.
Bread.
What?
Yep. Yeah, I it was a doctor, an integrative doctor that told me that. She had heard it at a conference she was at. So wow. Just be aware. You know, the first step to anything, any change is awareness. Mm-hmm. So start being aware of what you're going to put in your body. And start being aware of, am I stressed? Do I need to stop and breathe and just kind of be with myself and be centered for a little bit? Those are two huge things and they don't cost anything.
Right. Right. And you're talking about stress, and I can hear like some of the listeners going, oh, if I have to look at every single label, that's just going to stress me out. But if you eat fruits, vegetables, like you don't need to look at the labels. Correct. Because an apple is an apple. If it's an organic apple, it's an organic apple. And so that's just another way of looking at it where, you know, as you're going through this, don't think of it as things you're taking away from yourself. Think of it as an adventure of all the new things you get to try. Mm-hmm. And how it, like I'm always amazed, like when I don't eat as much sugar, when I pay attention to it, my taste buds come alive and all of a sudden apple literally tastes different. Whereas if I eat all the sugar, an apple's like, you know, that's not so great. Take away sugar and all of a sudden apple is the sweetest, juiciest thing I think I've ever had. So they're making these changes are actually giving you new opportunities to experience things in a different way. And you might actually enjoy them. You never know.
Really? We call it crowding out.
Oh.
Crowd out the bad stuff by adding all the good stuff to it.
Right. Yeah. So it's not like you're limiting yourself. You're just adding more of the good. That's a great way of thinking of it. So Judy, if someone wants either more information or wants your help, where's the best place for somebody to find you?
My website, which is hanholistichealth.com, and we can put that somewhere on the website with the information. And on there, there's a Focus on Fabulous You session. It's a 30-minute, if you have some health goals, to talk about them. I am also known as the Gut Health Geek on Instagram. I do a live every Thursday. And those are probably there's on Facebook, there's also a business page, as there is on LinkedIn for Han Holistic Health. So people can check out there. I'm here for people.
Yep. And what I love about you is that it's non-judgmental. It's very concerning. Like you care, you lead with the heart. So it's not that somebody ever needs to feel uncomfortable reaching out to you, because you create a safe place for them to talk. So
thank you so much. It's very kind of you to say.
Well, thank you for being on the show today. You know, we'll definitely have your information. And if anybody needs information on Judy or Ellen Becker in general, they can always reach out to us. So remember that Money Sense airs on Saturdays from 2 to 3 p.m. and on Sundays from noon to 1. If you like today's show and want to know more, please visit us at ellenbecker.com or give us a call at 262-691-3200. And as always, I hope that I've made a difference in your personal and financial well-being. Remember, before we plan, before we advise, before we invest, we always listen.